Well, we'll start with an email that's a little off the topic, I suppose. And I think Kelly was copied on this, Biggie. I don't know if you were, from Traveling Man, our buddy, who is a huge and helpful P1. He said, it's just a short email. Said, John Wyckoff always went by the name of Wacky. Comic book artist, signed his art, Wacky.
Mm-hmm.
He loved listening to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Called in a couple of times, but loved your show every day. Side note. I remember getting scores of emails.
Many emails, yes.
Because you don't forget a signature like that.
That's right.
Traveling Man continues in his email, Wacky passed last Thursday. I wanted you to know his show brought joy. Your show brought joy to his life. He listened to every minute. I hate that for him and his friends and his family.
Of course. Nice to hear.
That's very grateful.
Yeah.
We're grateful.
I looked back and my last email from him was shortly after the events of late July. And Wacky said, I'm a comic book artist. Yeah. I listen a lot, and I'd be glad to fill in when you need me. People say I have a great personality.
Did you reply?
No. I was, now, in fairness,
it was the events of late July.
We were inundated with messages.
A lot of emails. And a lot of times I'll wait 6 months before I reply. You know that. You know I wait 6 months.
You do.
Until I reply.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yes, I was waiting on that one. In fact, when I got that email from Traveling Man and it said Wacky had passed, I was upset, of course. And I thought to myself, did I reply
to
that
email? Where is the inbox? Please show me in the sent.
Please, please.
Please show that I replied.
No, it's right there in the inbox. Now, I got a lot in the inbox. If you're waiting for a reply.
Well, I don't know if the spirit of Wacky is listening
or
his friends and family. They may be.
I hope.
If he listened as much as he did,
yes.
I think he knew.
He knew you.
I hope he knew.
He knew you that you would never reply.
Well.
He knew you enough to know you never would.
Here's what I needed to say to Wacky was, thank you for listening. You're never going to fill in. But I don't like saying that, so I would have probably never replied at all. Huh. You know, there's that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, people have offered quite a bit to fill in.
Fill in, yeah.
And I just kind of give a polite chuckle.
Yeah.
Or man.
Yeah. Now, I might have done that. I might have said,
LOL.
Maybe.
I don't even do that now. I just make noises. Uh-huh. I notice if you do that a lot, people can take how they want, you know, because they'll be like, oh, I'd love to come in sometime. Be like, oh, yeah. Oh.
Just a non-committal sound?
Yeah. Listen, I just did that.
Yee-hoo.
Let me tell you. A friend of mine.
And, and then you got to leave because they don't know how to take it, but leave it at that.
One of my pickle pals is in charge of, he told me yesterday, we were playing, and right before we even started, and we were going to play for 3.5 hours, he said to me, I had
three and a half hours.
This is the start of the day. We're warming up. He said, I head up a nonprofit organization here in town. And he said, we do events 2 or 3 times during the year. Could we get you to MC some of those to me? And I said, right. So we played a couple of games. And he said, now back to that MCing. And he said, now, do you charge a fee? And I was like, oh, yeah, I usually charge a fee. And then he said, can I get you to waive your fee because this is a nonprofit? And I was like, ooh.
But I know what you're thinking. I'm for profit.
I'm for profit.
You're pro profit.
I'm pro profit. They're nonprofit. And so.
How do you keep the lights on?
You know. So every time he'd bring it up, I'd say, y'all ready to play another game?
Because we do a
little, you know, we get a little water every game, and he'd say,
seriously, one of our biggest fundraisers coming up.
Yeah.
You know,
it really works well.
I mean, you have to.
Call Biggie. He handles me.
Yeah. That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
Biggie will give you the
Have you gotten with Biggie yet?
You know, and he just...
What about lunch? Call Biggie. He handles lunch, too.
We were out there 3.5 hours, and everybody wanted a break, but as soon as we'd start a break, he'd say, do you want to, this nonprofit? And I'd go, let's play! Let's go! Come on!
We're burning daylight, people!
Let's go! Yeah.
All right, so a little more information before... Let's go! Back on the court!
I've got to do better. I've got to do better. I should have replied to Wacky's email, and I should have been able to say yay or nay to my dear pickle pal, who I'll see again next weekend.
Okay.
And he'll bring it up, and I'll do helicopter noises.
Wee-hoo! Remember what I was telling you last week? Wee-hoo!